is regenerative psalming, it should be analogous to psalm. It should be analogous to psalm. So Rishayim say two different reasons. Some Rishayim say takes verse in the without the things, mentions the reason that it's not the reason as to why Psareif is if he wants to eat Psareif Bahadrino, he doesn't require Kenua Khanutile. So it's not because Psareif is Mahabra. No, that has nothing to do with it. But because Psareif doesn't stick so as much. It's not Lipak Yodayim Vishinay Rahanichim as much as Psareim. Mashaiti Psachayo is just a sticky. It's Nipak as much as Psareim. So it has nothing to do with the Isser, the Rabbonim of Psareim. But then other Rishayim explain it on the basis and the reason is why one is allowed to eat Psareim after Grino and he doesn't have to resort to Kinuach. To Kinuach is because of the Isser Rabbonim. So the question is, with the Isser Rabbonim, so Psachayim should also be with there. So some Rishayim say, I think the Ramban says it. Is Chidush Makom. So he says that Psar Behemo looks like Psar Chaya looks like Psar Behemo. So the Meir Chachon no Machmir, but Psar Eiv could not be mixed up with Psar Behemo. Everybody can notice the difference between Psar Eiv and Psar Behemo. So the Meir Chachon no not Machmir. But vis-a-vis Psar Chaya, even though it's also in the Rabbanon, the Chachon no Machmir because of the similar appearance. It bears to Psar Behem. Alright, so this is the Psach of Mechaba. But there are more passages. V'yesh machmirin afilu b'bosor ahadim. Afilu b'bosor ahadim. V'chei neyad. So there are more passages that there is a shite. That we have to wait 6 hours even in bosor after Gnei. וכן נהיר בי שפעדינו כושר נהיך לאחר או אפילו בשריף כמו ידבינו אך הבוסו ויש מקילי ואין למחס רק שיעשו כינוח והדוח את לזדאי מיותן לאח נאו דשאר שכל שעדינו כושר ומנסתה מלישון או בחודושים חשיב הכושר ואוכל איזה בדרסת so usually the cheeses even the so called hard cheeses like American cheese does not come within that category maybe Swiss cheese that's more kosher אין איך, וכוס, שכל שאני שניח לאחר, וכוס המסיב המצב לחוכמות, ופי מה שנסבויה בסיפה עולה, דרך אחרי הספוס המניק לה משהו אחס, אם כן אפשר, וגם על זה ימיידה, שלא יוסה רק ביסוד החודר ובשל תחות, ומישנה דעזה הפער של משפוטים, הוכם אשמה. So in other words, so he mentioned the safe amitz of the Chochma says, after all, the mocker, the mokeya for that when you eat bosor after you know kosher, you also have to wait, so that also has a mokeya in the zeyar. But since the zeyar itself mentions, not 6 hours, chodeshaite, 1 hour, after all, that's the mokeya for 1 hour. So the mele vis-a-vis eating of bosor after you know kosher, so it can be mekeil, because the whole mokeya for that, for waiting, a certain time after Gvino Kosho, so is the Zeya, and the Zeya doesn't mention 6 hours, the Zeya only mentions 1 hour. So he says, V'yesh makirin v'ilim chitzak shiyasu tindulach v'adochet l'zedai. So he shouldn't be meichet, he shouldn't tell anybody to wait 6 hours. So all that is necessary is to make tindulach v'adochet after the achilas Gvino no lechmi yitbos. He says, V'yutei v'ach, mashal shom koratavya l'machmirin. שהוא כמו מינוס. So למשל, was angry at those who are machmir. ויום הדווקא מרם. So why? Because why was the Marshal so angry? Because Hashemi mentioned that Ram of Wittenberg was very angry at those who wait 6 hours after Achilas Gvino in order to impose him. He felt that that comes within Altizakar. Too much. So an extra chumre. So he was very angry at the Maram Rutenberg. And then the Maram Rutenberg one time was Nichshon. So the Maram Rutenberg at one time ate Gvino Kosher, and because he had no regard for this Chumre of waiting 6 hours after Gvino Kosher before he won his Pasor, so he didn't wait 6 hours. immediately after the grino, he ate bosal. And then it turned out that he had, while he ate the bosal, he had crumbs of grino between the teeth. So from that time on, he started to be machmir. So the mashal said, mashal shom kol taga la machmiri, shuk meminus, v'yom atav ke maram shebo mirshel yodi pamach. Hechni, avu mishu ibol yodi takolo, lo yochel hachmir, ayin shom, שינבוך בכוחים, ועד הרב בדיוק מרם שום ממש בעיר. ושומן של בוסו דיני כיפוס הרץ, ואפילו שומן של אין דיני כשומן ממש. מי יהיו, אם אין בוסו מטאפ של רק שמיס בשל, בגדי ראש של בוסו, מודלך לאחר גבינו. לטעם, וניסה לי כמיס בוער, ואפילו לך לגבינו מותר, דאבה ניסנטם, בא ניסנטם. Always the mechaba paskuns that if, let's say, you cooked fish in a fresh kepat, so you can eat that fish with butter. In other words, lechatchile, in other words, so, as the task points out there, so this lechatchile has an element of the heaven, because it was already cooked. So, it's also called lechatchile, because after all, who forces him to eat it with butter? He can eat it without butter. But at the same time, it partakes of an element of David, because his habitual practice is always to eat fish with butter. So mele to impose upon him the burden of eating the fish in a different way than he always eats the fish, so it also has an element of David. So the point of the psak of the, according to the psak of the Rambo, one is not allowed to eat lechatchile fish that was cooked in a fleshy pot with butter. Only had fish that was placed in a fleshy plate, so then there is no real bliya, just a slight bliya. Masha'im came, fish that was cooked in a fleshy pot, so the psak of the Ramah is, you're not allowed to eat it lechatchila with butter. Masha'im came, the Bechava passes, that even the fish was cooked in a fleshy pot, you are allowed lechatchila to eat it with butter. So maybe the question is raised, why does the Ramah have to tell us a chiddush? Meal, imein bosom tapshin. Rakshin is bashel bigdi oshel bosom utalech lacha vino. According to the psak of the mechaber, you're allowed to eat it with vino mamish. Not only that utalech lacha vino. So he says, the tamo kisani kei is boyer afu lochmen vino mutal abli stam van isin tam. Vinire. So what kind of a chiddush is it that you don't have to wait 6 hours after it? You're allowed to eat the fish that was cooked in the flesh, geplat, in the yeni. According to Tzakov Mechaber, and Sinat Tzadik, hey, mamish with me. So the Rambam has to tell us that if you ate that fish, so you don't have to wait 6 hours after the fish before you eat vino. So he says, V'nire, Yehode Hashemin and Hoche, V'muta Lechel, V'vino Hakach, Hainaf, V'nizbash lo Bidei O Shal Yehud Choyof, V'havik Tzas Ramosh Shal Isa, V'chaydam Lo Shal Ochle Yim Vino, K'vuyo Mishol, Mishol Ochle. So when the Mechaber Mati to eat fish, that was cooked in the flesh pot, to eat it with butter. If the flesh pot in which he cooked the fish was a miyeme, but it was spotless clean, it had no, he checked it and he saw that it had no flesh grease adhering to the different clean. Mashay, kini, if he cooked fish in the flesh pot, that he washed roughly, but there were some spots of grease adhering to the different clean, so the fish was cooked in such a pot, so then the fish was belaya, the shamanness of the meat, even though it was belaya very little, then you're not allowed to eat that fish, even according to Psakul Mechaber, with cheese. But, you don't, even in such a case, you don't have to wait 6 hours before you eat cheese. So this is what Ramo means, actually, nizbashel b'deiro. Even though it was nizbashel, even though, let's say, the fish was nizbashel in b'deiro, that was not perfectly clean, and had some shamunis adhering to the definitely, and he ate that fish, he doesn't have to wait 6 hours. Miu yesh litl yoto b'neir. Abiyin, mikulam, yesh adhidvek b'yotayim, mikvinat. So in other words, that a tafshin, after a tafshin of boso, so you have to wash the hands. מי יש לי קליר בניהם, אך הוא יריך לבוס הממש, הכתב של שבוס, אך הכתב של שבינו, אם לא רב בהם יורם. נראה, so after a tap של גבינו, after a tapshul of vino, if you want to eat a tapshul of boso, you have to wash the hands. Alright, shamesh, v'sude, v'nigia v'eichli, v'nitzorach nitile, v'nitzrich nitile, rak le'eichli. Rak le'eichli. King Kosakam v'siyose v'shim rash v'rikol boso. Uvemes le'idinu ka, we mentioned last time. The rash v'ayi rosim v'yinaitin, nitil shidayim v'yishim v'achile. So, who poshut v'shashom, muskim kol aposki. Moishnis Borber, Chaim Sibikul, Shina Machotzov in Tilzadayim, Avo Bishin Igeya, Avo Mayim Lem Tzoyim, Mitavshul in Gvino. So here it is to clean up the grease of meat. So why shouldn't the waiter have to do it? Avo Mayim Lem Tzoyim, Mitavshul in Gvino, Yif Kodi Tayim, Uri Gvino, Yidayim, Pshita Di Echilud, Mene Echol in Igeya. Vil Nishtamit Bechal Apost, Nuf Gevoche. So why does the Ramon, the Amon, the Siosef, Meshe Shem Rashi? The answer is, they knew very well that Rashi is discussing primarily the chiyuv of the Nitilas Yadayim Hashem. But Rashi talks of specific cases where someone is a waiter in a restaurant and he serves the guests some kind of meat. Now, when you have a restaurant, so one guest might be interested in eating meat, another guest might be interested in eating milk. So even in respect to such a case, Rashi says that the shamish who first served meat to one guest, so he is allowed to serve gvino to another guest without washing his hands. Meanwhile, we need to be kakoshe shore, mash when we not to be kakoshe with a ratchil after the pass, lech on gvino, vachimash with the way, vachis chayim vakobe, vachim kosa biteres chatos, din zayin lehedi, umashal for the kalbos of sinachez, is a lachtil be pass, lech on gvino after the latzo. So you see, you have fishes. You have one shita, then the shita of the Ramo, according to the Shach, and mostly the Kedem. And anyway, there's the shita of the Shach himself, that kinuach is not enough. If you want to use a sakin shel bosa in cutting bread that will be eaten in conjunction with vino, so kinuach is not enough. But you have to resort to the eaten cargo question. Even when we got to the second. And then we have the Taz, who says that when you have to resort to the Chatechilat Mitzvah, only respect the first things. When you want to use the Sakin, not in cheese, but Sakin Shalboson, not in cheese. But if you want to use the Sakin Shalboson in slicing bread, you don't have to resort to Nitzvah. There's the Taz. And then there is the Mashal Shite, who is the biggest Machmir. He says that even Nitzvah is not sufficient. So you have three sheets. Mashal per kalbos simeches is alach kule pas lechel mivina avinu atzo leiti on yitzel mir avi mikro. But we do find needs mikar kakoshe. So that's only when it was happened once. But if it was habitually used, let's say for boso, so then needs mikar kakoshe is not enough. Avi mir avi mikro shechot misakim yifre. Where it was habitually, the sakin has habitually been used for bus. So then the Yitzhakaka Koshe does not remove all the BN that is impregnated in the periphery of the sakin. Atkan, the Koshe, the Kaimu, the Hotak, the Sakin Shoboso, she is back to Kami Belefes, she mutalach the Bey, Apimut Sonum, Lake with the Kuse, after the common subsidence at the world now. Chotach sif, sarig vop sifei. Chotach kishu misak nishol bosom, to loch lom, yichol lom, bikirei gedulva, she yikirei bim kimachtach, vim chotach bim lepes, lepes is like carrots. Apim gerei bim nitzot, elu ad doche beal, why not, vilo yoy, elu ad pim utzon nishol chotach, achara lepes, that is dobachari, shore va doche, so then duch kemisakim, combined with dobachari, is mafli, but if between the use of boson with that sake and the use of the tzon, he used the sake on carrots. So then we say mishitam alefes mishune umivatei tam aniflat. Tama Nifla Viasaki. Inasaki. Alright, so he says, because the Kaim Lon, so he is Masik against the Mashal. The Kaim Lon Chodak Levet Misak and Shogos, so she means about the Kaim Lon Levet. She would have after the Yatut son, Leich Levi Kusa, the Kaim Lon, because she was Mashal Shamatsi. The Chokot Shmishon Bochim Shinech Yifin. Vovadet Nitzot, if Tvei Mechtichas Levet. But that's really not, doesn't represent any Yasori. There it's a special time. That's the Mitzies. That when a certain Saki has a Bli of Bosa, so then if you take that Saki and you cut, let's say you don't have a garlic, so you're not allowed to eat that garlic with milk. Why? Because Tukhan Sakine, from buying wood, the Dovahari, is mafi that the particles of Bosol, that is Borua in the Saki, that is Borua in the Saki. So the male and then, so it's mafi then to be absorbed by the garlic, because the garlic is a sharp thing. But in between the use of the Sakin and Bosol, and the use of the Sakin and the garlic, intervened the use of this of the Sakin Alephes, so then the Mitzvah is that the Alephes takes out the Alephes takes out the Tam Bosol. So only Alephes takes out the Tam Bosol, but not Paz, so it's no Asor. Of course, the din of the Mashal is a big chiddush. The Mashal Shiti is that if it was habitually used, so then even it's a Mikaka Koshi is ineffective. All right, so that's a big chiddush. It's a strange chiddush. But the Kashet Bam Lefes is no Kashet, because that din in Simen Tzadik Vav is based upon the Mitzvahs, that when you use a Sakin Alefes, so that takes eliminates the Tam Bosol from the Sakin. Then the Mitzvahs only Lefes, not other things. Alright. Ulikamon. Uvichol aposki miselehdiye, not like Mashal. Void koshi. Shal bishas of Amrizore, uvichol aposki miselehdiye, that we actually call him with a lechat sinil chatkila de nitze. What does actually call him mean? That the goy used it habitually. Day after day, night after night, and maybe 10 times a day. So still, if you make an eat and kara koshi, it's mutel. So we see not like Mashal. Mashal, not like Mashal Shite, that Nitzvikar Koshin can only get rid of something that happened only once. We come to something called Chalim Nibuya, that will act a bit of a Chalim Saki. If you make Nitzvikar Koshin, it's not. Mi Rishnu Rabaze, Yachti Nidah Saki Mishal Yichobin, Shemes Apro, Im Kein Amit Zemech Shal Achshir Min Yisrael. So he says, he is chelik of Mashal. What did Mashal say? That Nitzvikar Koshin is ineffective. Ligabei, Ligabe a sakin that was used habitually. Only ligabe a sakin that accidentally it happened only once that it was used on meat. But if it was habitually used on meat, so it's mikal koshi is not enough. So the kashi is, but alochi means, the Gemara says now bizore, that if somebody buys a sakin from a goy, and that sakin and the goy have obviously used it for many, many drawn asurim, so all that the Jew has to do is to be made the sakin mikar kosher. And there the goy used it for drawn asurim habitually, so that the Mashal says that doesn't present any real kashi against the Mashal, because the Mashal could say as follows. It's true that when you are made mikar kosher, so the pressure constantly, you know, thrusting the sakin in the karka koshe, making it out and thrusting it again. So that pressure so has the effect of knocking off the bliasis, the isa that adheres so firmly to the surface that it's mamish impregnated to the surface. But so it certainly is capable, means that the karka koshe is capable of knocking off the bulk of the grease that is impregnated in the surface, in the periphery of the sake. But it is incapable of knocking off all the grease. That's incapable. So we may ligabe sake shall say, so if we don't allow him to kasher it by being made with karake, so he'll sustain it being lost. So we'll never be able to use it. Mashaikin here, he will not sustain loss. He wants to use the sakin shal boso on green. After all, he has to have a sakin for green, a milk sakin anyway. So it's not a hardship situation. It's not a hefset merube. So there, So over there where there is a hardship, so we rely on the fact that the meat and garlic kosher will knock off the bulk of the grease. And as far as the mashal remains, so that becomes important. Mashayim can hear when there is no hardship situation, because after all, what kind of hardship will it involve for him if we tell him, don't use the flesh knife, use the milk knife, no hardship. So mele here, we are machmir lechatchile, that he shouldn't be allowed to use lechatchile. That's Zaki, just because, and you know, just because he makes a meat of Gal Koshi. Because the meat of Gal Koshi can only get rid of the bulk of the grease, but not of all the grease. So he mashal remain. So, but the Gal is a Zaki Shalitzer, so then it will be the Hemsen Merube, if we tell him, you can't kasher it that way. So, because there is no practical way of kasher other than meat of Gal Koshi. So there we are mad. Yes. מי הוא ישתר בזה דחים לסקי של רחובים שנעשה פה, אם כי נעמיץ אם דעשו להחשיך מניסה, וכל זה מדינה, אבל כבר לא הגו כל מסרוי מניס למבי סכינים, וכניקו של הרב והגויים שהסתרה כשהם לסכין אחר, מוקנים לו עדים. All right, now, this week, there will be surely in Shabbos in Kiro, but next week, so there will not be any surely in Shabbos, so then we'll be able to have a shiur also bechol, every day. Now, I read all the tchines in Talubes, and they are all marked, and I have them on my table, on my desk there, in my room, in my office, in sealed envelopes, and I was very disturbed by the results on the tchine. I mean, out of 23, so 9 had an incomplete, and there is no explanation, except one, that you didn't learn. That's the only explanation. There is no reason as to why there should be 9 incompletes out of 23. Now I have them all sealed in an envelope, so you can pick it up. Now, but if you want to do well, so you have to learn constantly, not to review 1 week or 2 weeks before the p'chine. Now, the p'chine in Pesach Cholov will be given either the last day in July or the first day in August. So you start hazarding Pesach Cholov right now, so then you won't have to, you know, to ask for an extension, and an extension will not be given, because it has to, the p'chinin was the whole of has to be given, either at the last day in July or the first day in August.
For the tour, cemetery of our first. Now the cow has an abundance of milk, the odor of the behemoth. There is no isa deraisa of being mubashir, the psara cow, even without a person. There is no isa deraisa. Why? Because it's cholof shchuto, and cholof shchuto is not osam deraisa. Now, so the whole isa of cow, under any circumstances, couldn't be an Isser Reis, only an Isser Rabbah. The question is, when, under what circumstances, is the cow moved? So, we have the Mishneh that Kuftes Omed Alef, HaKchau Kere Yomeitzi Eschove, Loi Kore Yein Eivel. So, Lechatchile, he has to empty out the milk from the cow, from the order of the behemoth. And if he didn't, in Eivor. So of course in Eivor there is no Yisrael Reis. The question is it muter? Is it muter or it's not muter? So Omar Rab Zeire, Omar Rab, in other words, is it muter the Eved? Peter Abol, that's the shot. So of course Lechatchila has to empty out the hole. And the Eved, there is no Yisad Reis, he's not high. But is it Muta the Eved? Suppose he cooked it without emptying out the milk from the cow. So is it Muta Bachil or not? So there are two Rishenis in the Gemara. Two Rishenis are Libid Rav. The first portion are Libid Rav, Omar Abzeir, Omar Rav, in Eberl of Umuta. Then the second portion. The second version is, we pass in the Gemara says, Tanya Kilishne Kamadera. We pass like the second version of Rav, like the first version of Rav, that it's muta. The Eved it's muta. Now, but there is in Machlekes Rishayim, what the two Rishayim of Rav, to what do they have reference? So according to Rashi, it has reference to Tzli. If he boils the Kha. So according to the first Lashon, so Lechatchile is Mechuye to Bikereyet, and according to the Gilse that we have Rashi, so here, so Lechatchile is Mechuye, Rashi Shiti is Lechatchile, yes, is Mechuye to Bikereyet, either Shasi or Aret. Not both ways. In other words, vertically and horizontally. As long as he tears it open, horizontally, or he tears it open vertically, the bulk of the milk comes out, and it's mutar lechatchila to be tzeilin. But without making any clear, neither shasi nor aret, then of course he's not allowed to be tzeilin lechatchila. But suppose he was tailored without making any clear whatsoever, neither Shati nor Arev, so then the Mishneh says, Eine Gloikor, Eine Ivarol. And then there are the two Rishenes, I'll leave it up, whether it means Eine Ivarol of the Muter, whether it's Muter the Eved, it was tailored without clear, or Eine Ivarol of the Oseh. And the Aloch is like the first Lashon, that it means Eine Ivarol of Muter. That's in regard to Tzli. Suppose it's Bitero, he cooks it. So Rashi Shite is that not only if he cooks it together with other bosom, even if he cooks the Khal by itself, so if he didn't make a Kriya, so it's certainly also there. And even if he made the Kriya, but the Kriya is a Kriya Kodehu, Kriya Ktas, Shase Ware, so it's still also there if he cooks it in Bitero, even though he cooks it in Bitero by itself. But in order to be muter, like they are, so he must make a thorough kriya. Shase v'arev v'tochi b'kesi. He has to tear it open horizontally, he has to tear it open, he has to cut it open vertically, and in addition he has to bang it against the wall in order to empty out all the milk. Why? Because there are two kinds of milk in the order of the vein. There is one kind of milk that is konus in the order of the behemoth. And then there is another kind of milk that is bolua in the deifen ha. So in other words, when you just make a kriya shase ve'arev, a ktsas kriya, then you only can empty out the whole of bed, but not the whole of that is bolua in the kav. Mashenkin, if you make kriyas shase ve'are v'tiche v'keisel, so then you empty out all the milk, even the, it's not really bolua. I mean, we call it bolua, but it's not bolua in the same sense as, you know, the bria that explains when a is scooped with something else. In other words, it's not the whole of bed. The whole of that is, if you make it clear, shase ve'arev, v'tichah v'keisel, then you empty out all the milk. Not only the milk that is visibly bare, even the other milk that is hidden in the deifnei akal is also emptied out. So this is Rashi Shite. Rashi Shite is that lechatchila you're not allowed to be tzeile kal even by itself without making a kriya ktsas. If you make a kriya ktsas, kriya shase v'yarev, even though it's not a Torah kriya of shase v'yarev and arev and tichah v'keisel, so you're allowed lechatchila to be tzeile. But suppose you didn't make any kriya, not even a kriya ktsas, you're not allowed lechatchila to be tzeile. But suppose you are tzeile, so there are two b'sheinim, all of them she said. And there are two b'sheinim, and we pass by the first lashon of Rav, that it is muta It is with a devil. That's only between, but with Deirov. So even if he made a Kriya Ksas, as long as he didn't make a Kriya, Shasivari Kriya Mikesel, so it's also there. Even Deirov with Neatzmo, not only together with other Boso. This is Rashi. Teisve Shite, Rabbi Tam Shite is, he's more me. So, Rabbi Tam Shite is, that as far as Deirov Bifnei Atzmo is concerned, Bishul Deirov Bifnei Atzmo, not together with other Boso, so Bishul Hakal Bifnei Atzmo has the same thing as sleep. The same thing as sleep. So Mil Lechatchile, in order to be allowed Lechatchile to boil it by itself in a Deirov, you have to make it Kriya Ksas. But if you made it Kriya Ksas, then you're allowed to not only to be Tzeilet, but even to be Mivashulet Bifneirov Bifnei Atzmo. Day of the Atzmo, not to get about the boss, if you made the Kriya Ksas. But, and if, let's say, you, and if you cooked it in the Day of the Atzmo, without making any Kriya, not even the Kriya Ksas, so then it is Muta. Because Bishul Bideiro has the same status as Sli. So the Chatzchila, you have to make a Kriya Ksas. The Ebed without any Kriya. So it is Muta. And that is Alim Rikul Almeitz. It has nothing to do with the two Lishenes of Rav. The two Lish, the Mishneh does not have reference. The Mishneh does not have reference to Tzli, and nor does it have reference to Bishul of the Kral, Bideiro of the Atzma. But when the Mishneh says, Hakal Kereyu Meitzi Eschlove. So what does it mean? Hakal Kereyu Meitzi Eschlove. So he has to empty it out in order to be mivashel chal. Together with other boso, you have to make it thorough. Kriye. Shase v'yare v'tiche v'keis. Loi korei. Suppose he did not make it thorough kriye. Shase v'yare v'tiche v'keis. But he only made the kriye ksas. Let's say he just cut it horizontally, just cut it vertically, and that's all. So he did not empty out all the milk, just the milk that is visibly behind, not the other milk that is more hidden inside the cow. So then in Eberon. So then we have two Lishenes of Rav. So the two Lishenes of Rav have reference to the Mishneh. And the Mishneh deals with the case where a Kriya Ksas was made, but not a Kriya Gmur. So it's in Eberon. So the first lashon of Rav says in Eivol of Muta, the Eved, as long as he made a Kriya Ksas, so then it's Muter, even though he cooked it together with other Bosom. So the Kral is Muter, and the other Bosom is also Muter. And the second lashon says, no, that if he made only a Kriya Ksas, not a Kriya Gmure, and he was Mubashlet with other Bosom, so even the Eved is also the Bosor is also in the Eved. So it's also in the Eved. And the Kal is also in the Eved. According to the second Lashon. But we passed by the first Lashon. But according to the first Lashon, it's only Muta the Eved if a Kriya Ksas was made. But if no Kriya was made, then even the first Lashon of Rav agrees that it's also the Eved. When it was cooked without any Kriya whatsoever, without a Bosor. But suppose it was cooked in a Gdeiro, with the Atmo, without any Bosor, then without any Kriya, it's Muta the Eved. And Sli, the same, because then it has the same thing as Sli. But Lechatchile, according to Rav Tam, you have to make a Kriya Ksas prior to Sli and prior to Bishul Gdeiro, and that is the Shita of Rav Tam. Then there is the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam. The Rif and the Rambam have the same Shita, except on one point, they differ. But we'll soon see. So the Rif and the Rambam Shita is vis-a-vis the Eved. So the Rif and the Rambam Shita is like the Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, that the Eved, so not only is it Muta the Eved, not only is it Muta the Eved when the Kal was Nitzle without any Kriya, but even if the Kal was Nisbashim, without any Kriya, it's also Muta. That's like a Metah. But there is a difference As far as the Chatchila is concerned, between the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, Shittas Tosfos, and Shittas of the Rebbe and the Rambam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, so even the Chatchila you don't have, there is no, so even the Chatchila there is no difference between Tzli and Gdeiro, Bifnei Atzma, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So the Chatchila you only have to make it re-exas in order to be Tzelen, in order to be. And in order to be mivashil the cow with niatzmo without any post, so you only need a kriyek tzatz. According to the Rambam, there is a difference. If you want to be tzele, so the chatchila you only need kriyek tzatz. But if you want to be mivashil with niatzmo without any other post, so then you need a kriyek more the chatchila. But the evet is without any kriyek. So there of Natsmo, the Rambam says, so it's Mutea. So that's the difference. Now the Rif Shite is that and the Rambam Shite is that Lechatchile. So Lechatchile, in order to be Mevashoe, in the day without any Boso, so you need a Kriyat Muret. You need a Kriyat Muret. And the Rif Shite is also that you need a Kriyat Muret in order to be allowed Lechatchile to be Mevashoe the Khal without any other Boso. Just in Vashel with Neatzmon and Deir. That's it. But, suppose you want to be Tzele, not to be Vashel and Deir with Neatzmon, then the Rambam Shite is, you only need Kriyek Tzatz. There's a difference, between Tzli and Bishul with Neatzmon. Bishul with Neatzmon, so in order to be allowed the Chatchila to be Vashel, you have to make it Kriyek Murech, Shatz and Alat and the Kesel. In order to be Tzele, you only need Kriyek Tzatz. You only need Kriyek Tzatz. The Shita so Rif is, and here there's a difference between the Rif and the Rambam. So the way that the Rif passes is that in order to be allowed the Chatchila to be mevashel from the Deiros Neatzmo, you need the Thor Kriye, Shase, Meharem, and Tehani Kesem. And in order to be Tzelet, you don't need any Kriye at all. Not even a Kriye Ktaz. Just like that you can be Tzelet. So these are the three Shittas. I mean, Rashi Shite, Amitam Shite, which is Teisva Shite, and the Rif and the Rambam. So the Rif and the Rambam is the same Shite, except in regard to the Lechatchila of Tzli. So according to the Rif, Lechatchila you're allowed to be Tzli without any Kriye, not in Shase or Yare. And according to the Rambam, Kriye Tzas is necessary in order to be allowed Lechatchila to be Tzli. Right, now let's see. Now then, that's the Sugya that Guftet. Omidbein, the Mishneh, the whole Sugya, up to Kufyud Omidale. Now, but then the Gemara of Kufyud Omidale mentions, Omale, Anilo Shalizalek, the second line of Kufyud Omidale, Kisolik Rabbeleza Rashkar Lizire, Omale, Iketane Dasni Le Rav, Chal, Achri Le Ravitz of Barav Dume, Omale, Anilo Shalizalek, Chal Kolikya, Virav, Biko Motsa Vigodabo, You go to Bogeda. The Rabbi Klal, the town to Fush, that's the name of a certain town. Shomalahi Yitze, the Kaamre Lechavato, the Ribe de Bisre, Kamo Chel de Goyer Vishule, Omale, with Mila de Bosse, all of Osea, Ike, because Alei Chal. So Rab was in a certain town, and they were Mizalzeo, in the Yisra of Bosse Becholo, so he answered Chal altogether. He asked Chal altogether, even with Boson. So most Rishonim say that was a special takone for that place. It wasn't a takone with Eretz. However, Chuvis Rashi says that Rav at that time made it takone with Eretz, not Rashi. In his Perushi and Rimor, but in Paradis, in the Chuvis Rashi. So Rashi, the Chuvis says that was not just for that place, for that town, because they were misalzel in Bosom Chalom. But it was takone for all places, and not only for a certain period. So, Mimele, that means that according to Jewish Rashi, you are not allowed to be Mibashil Chal together with other Bosom. You're not allowed. Not at all. And it's even worse. And even if you made a Kriya Gmuresh, Shase Be'ar, and Kriya Be'keso, it is still awesome. It is still awesome. As a matter of fact, There is a machleikes. This is Rashi Shita in the part in the Chumash. But what about Rashi Shita here? So there is a machleikes between the Ran and the Rashi. According to the Ran, so Rashi Shita here is that Bishul Bideiro Bifnei Atzmo, Bishul Bideiro Bifnei Atzmo, so Bishul Bideiro Bifnei Atzmo, so requires a Kriya Gmur. Requires a Kriya Gmur. And if you didn't make a Kriya Gmur, so it's just an Eved. But if you made a Kriya Gmur, so then it is Muta. It is Muta. So the Ran says, not only is it Muta if you made a Kriya Gmur to the Nevashal Chal, Bifnei Atzmo, but if you made a Kriya Gmur, so it's Muta to the Nevashal Chal with other Bosom, Lechatchilei. The Rashba Shittah is, now, the Orach HaShulcho mentions the Shittah of the Rashba, the Rashi. Oh. Urvashla in Bosor, according to Rashi, Yeish Emrim, the Tomidos. Even if you make the Kriya Gmur, will the Hane Gam Kriya Shase the Arab the Kaisel Lidas Rashi? Lidas Rashi. Me with David Muta. So what does it mean with David Muta? That's Rashi Shite here at the Arab Muta. But Rashi Shite the Chuvah says that it's even the evidence of that. On the basis of his special Takone by Rav. So that was, that Takone by Rav, when Rav Yigal is a Talfesh, that was probably subsequent to the memories of Rav. Because it goes without saying that according to the Takone Kdume, before Rav made the Takone in Talfesh, so then of course the evidence is Muta. But the Rashba Shita is that according to Rashi in the Gemara, So that it's required to make a Kriya Gmur for Bishul Bideiro Bifnei Atzmo, so then, in order to be Mevashel with other Bosor, it's also Lechatchila to be Mevashel even if you made a Kriya Gmur. And that's the difference between Bishul Bifnei Atzmo and Bishul with other Bosor. In other words, Bishul Bifnei Atzmo, so if you ate a Kriya Gmur, you're allowed Lechatchila to be Mevashel. And Bishul with other Bosor, Lechatchila you're not allowed, but the Eved is Muta. But Rashi Shittah the Chuvah is something else because of the Gzei of the Takone by Rav when Rav is equal to Alfish. That's something else. That's a Takone Mocheres that Rav made. And that all Rashi says that only the Chuvah, when Rashi explained the Gemara here, he didn't say this Chiddush. So it seems that Rashi, when he explained the Gemara here, so he assumed that this Takone of by Rav and Talfush was a Takone with Fishor for that place, because they were Mizalzel in Basa Becholov. It was not a Takone with Deiris that should have application in all Mekanis. But there is a machlokes between the Rashba and the Rav. So, Vashba in Basa, Yeshem on the Tomidosa, according to Rashi. V'imhanagam Tri Yeshase V'arav, the case of Das Rashi. Mi with Eved Muta. V'yeshem Rim, Gam Lechatchile, Yochel Vashba in Basa V'chaitakne. They should tam the halik, bin bishul in badi, bin bishul in boso. Shall be ze yeti acholov the gamre, umma tam yish leser in boso ram. So that's the matter. Alright, now. Let's go with the two. Hakhal, simen sad. Hakhal, bein shehu v'shel meniko she yish v'cholov harbe, bein eino shel meniko, if she doesn't nurse, if the behemoth doesn't nurse, so then she doesn't have such an abundance of milk in the order. Also, with the rabbonon only wash. After the deal, with the rabbonon, not in the rice. Why not in the rice? Eh? Because all of shchuto is not also in the rice. This is special because of the kosher. With the loy, after the deal, with the loy boso. With kolchkin ima boso. Elokere, shase, the arev, vitochi, the keisel, leheitzi, kol cholof sheboi. So in other words, in order to be mevashel the kchal, in order to be mevashel the kchal, even with neatz, not only with basal, you have to make it thorough kriya, shase arev ticha b'keis. V'yos mevashel b'dir olivad lo yikorei. Suppose he wasn't kereya et, or yafilu korei v'litoche b'keisel. So, he kriya tzas, does not extract all the milk. It only extracts the milk that is visibly bare, but the milk that is more or less balua in the deifnei hakal, so the tree exas doesn't extract. So mainly the same thing. Loi korei, or afilu korei v'litochi v'keisel, u'pishlei, afilu b'feiro l'vadei. So, imei shishim k'neged hakal osa, with whose shita does it accord? Not with the shita from the Tam, and not with the shita of the Rif and the Rambam, because the Rif and the Rambam agree with Rav and the Tam, that by Bishul Begiro Bifnei Atzmo, so it's not Osa, even without any Kriya, so it accords with the shita of Rashi. And the Torah say that this is the shita of Rashi. So, according to Rashi, so Bishul of the Chal, even Begiro Bifnei Atzmo, not together with other Bosa. So, is Osa, that by Bishul Bidir of Yifnei Atzmo, so it's not Osir, even without any clear, so it accords to the Shita of Rashi. And the Torah will say that this is the Shita of Rashi. So, according to Rashi, so Bishul of the Chal, even Bidir of Yifnei Atzmo, not together with other Bosom. So, is Osir, and even David is Osir. And unless there was a thorough clear, Shase V'yara V'kir V'kir. So, even Shishim Kineged HaKhal, Osir. Now when he says, "Upishli afilu b'deir olavadei meshishim neged kal," if it's b'deir olavadei, so how is the shayach to say yes shishim? He says, "Even shishim neged kal." The answer is, it doesn't make any difference whether you are mevashel just the kal, the odom, the behemah by itself, or you put in all kind of things, vegetables. So as long as it's not together with other boso, so it says the same thing like with the of the Atz. So Bishle Afilu B'deir Olavadei in Meishishim Kineged HaKhal Osa V'im Yeish Samech Kinegdei Muta V'Hakhal Atzmei Mashlim Meishishim V'im Bishle B'deir Olavadei in Boso Afilu Yeishishim Kinegdei HaKhal Osa V'Aboso Muta. That's a Gemore Daf Tzadik Vos Tzadik Zayin there in Gid Anosh Daf Tzadik Zayin on the base. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Nachman, Jit b'shishim v'gid n'amiyyem, Kal b'shishim u'kal n'amiyyem. So Jit is b'shishim, but the Jit itself is not counted in the shishim. It's not counted in the shishim. So we have to have shishim exclusive of the Jit, even if it is not the Jit itself, which is also Midraise, but the Shum Leshel Jit, which is only also Midrabonon. So still it's not counted in the shishim. Mashein Kain, how, so if you have 59 measures. In the other things, in the Gdeire, and together with the Kal, you have 60 measures, so there is Bidl. Why? So the general rule is that there has to be Shishim of the Heter, exclusive of the Issa. So together with the Issa, you have to have 61 measures, somehow. So why is it here we have a special leniency that even the Kal is Namir? In the Kal is Namir. So the Rambam says, the reason is why the Chachomim were maker here, because the whole Issa of Kal is only in the Rabbah. Because whole of Shchuto is only in the Rabbah. So the question arises, so Shum Mishal Git is also only Yosam Rabbanon. So why do we say, Git Bishishim Ligit Namiyen? And that is reference to the Shum Mishal Git. Because according to Mandoma, Ein Begidin Benisim Tam, so then we don't even need Shishim Neged the Git itself. So when do we say, when does Rab Nachman, so Rab Nachman has reference to Shum Mishal Git, that gives it Tam. So Shum Mishal Git is only Yosef Rabbanon, and still the Shum Mishal Git is not in Amiyyad. So why is there a difference between Shum Mishal Git that is not in Amiyyad, and the Kal that is in Rabbanon is in Amiyyad? So the Rambam says the reason is why Kal is in Amiyyad, and we don't require some Chalef, only Samech, is because it's only Yosef Rabbanon. So then you ask, so Shum Mishal Git is also only Yosef Rabbanon? So the Rambam says, because that's Iberi. Shum Mishal Git is Iberi. And since it's Iberi, so Mele, it's Oser. It's Oser. If there is no Shishim exclusive of the Shemeshel Gid. Mashem Kim Chal is not Iberi. So on account of the fact that it's only Oser Rabbanon, we only need 59 measures exclusive of the Chal. This is the Rambam Shita. However, the other Shemim, they say that it's not based upon the fact that it's Rabbanon. The old Rabbanon generally, if they're not the Berye, require Shishim exclusive of the Issa. But the reason is why. So Tesis and the other Shishim say, the reason is why. Rav Nachman says, that Kal is Namiyen. In other words, suppose, let's say, the Kal itself is 1 pound. And then you have 59 other pounds in the other things in the data. So then the Kal is bottle. The Kal is bottle. Why? Because actually the Kal is not Issa. What is Kal? Kal is bottle like any other bottle. It's a portion of bottle. But the Kal has hollow in the gumes. So in the gumes of the Kal there is hollow contained. And that hollow has a tam bosom. So the Yisrael does not consist, even with Rabbonon. So the Yisrael is not consist of the bosom itself. The bosom is head there, like any other bosom. It's the gume, it's the hollow contained in the gumes, should we say hakal, that have it tam bosom, because of the abundance of milk in the cow, so because of the bosom, the abundance of bosom that contain the hollow, so mainly the hollow of every tam bosom. So what is the dvarisa in the Rabbanon? Only the hollow of Shemisei Chagumes. But the bosom itself is heter. That's the reason as to why the bosom itself is counted in the Shishim. Alright. So this, so the Torah says as follows. Vim Bishlei. So he says, Vim Yei Samach Kenegdei, Vim Samach Kenegdei Muta, Vakhal Atzmi Mashlem Lishishim, Vim Bishlei Bigdei Roim Boso, Apil Yei Shishim Kenegdei, Hakhal Oseh. So the Gemara says, even though there is Shishim, but the Kal itself remains us. The Kal itself remains us. However, if that Kal falls into another Gdeire, so it again asks, V'akal atzmi mashmei Shishim, v'im bishle b'deiro im boso, afilu dei Shishim kenegdei, hakal osea, v'aboso muta. But v'im bishle pam acheres b'deiro, dineit moi pam arishayin. So what does it mean? Dineit moi pam arishayin, that it also requires shishim. Now let's say the cow first fell into one palm. first fell into one pot, and then it fell, and then it fell, and then it was taken out, and it fell into another pot. So in the other pot, we also require shishi. Now the Gemara has the kashin after the Zayin on the base. The Gemara says, "Vinochol dera acheres yisir." Omar Rav Asher, "Ki avinam b'rafkanu yiboyelon, ki mishavinam b'didei mishavinon, ma'im nofik ne mishavinon, pshit b'didei mishavinon, v'im amad nofik ne imno yadinon, elo ma'at nofik dera acheres lo yaseya." So the Gemara gives the teretz, "Kivin omar Rav Yitzchok b'yedra mishalshi, ukhal atzmi yoseya, shavinu rabonon kichticha d'neveil." So that means that even though the cow had shishim in the first part, negative, so, but then the same cow fell into another dera, we require shishim in the other dera too. We don't say, after all, if there was shishim in the first dera, so that means that all of the Yisrael was niflat and was distributed evenly in the rest of the dera. We don't say it. So that's the discussion. Why don't we say that? After all, the cow itself, the bosor cow, is not us. He said, but what is the Yisrael? The Yisrael is the cholov that is contained in the image of the cow. And that cholov, those drops of milk, contain a tam bosor. But if you had shishim in the dairy, so all the milk was squeezed out and was distributed evenly in the whole dairy. In the whole day, so the cow itself should be mutar. The cow itself should be mutar. So taste it in the teretz, because actually seich the izosa. Two at the end of the bishul process. So all the cholov contained in the gumes was squeezed out in the day, and then it was absorbed uniformly by the things contained in the day. But at one moment, before it was squeezed out, so it was osa, so merely it remains osa. So actually seich de is osa. Vafil mandomar actually seich de muter, hochegazvinon, shemo yechlenu keidem sheyitzikoy. So that's why, the male seems the cow remains osa, so if the same cow, after being cooked in one part with shishi, falls into another part, so it does another part too. And we require shishi in the other part too. We do not say, after all, this cow, so all the milk was nischat in the first part. So by the time it falls in the second part, so the melee, it has no milk. Because all the milk was nischat in the first part, why should it answer the other part? No, so we say that the cow itself became nichtichad in sur. Because at the beginning of the bishul process, before all the milk was able to come out of it, so then the cow became osir. So it remained osir even after all the milk was squeezed out in the pot and distributed evenly in the whole dairy. So mainly it answers that. Now, so this is what it says. Vimbishle bidero in oso, after the shishit kinekdei, hakhal osir. Vabosa muta. Vimbishle pam acheres bidero, Dine it moi bipam horishay. And now, further, the two will mention a certain machlega rishay about that. Alright. Ulitzli. So in other words, so the two so far was discussing rashashi. That libishal bidei or even bidei atzmo is required the kriya gmur. And if he didn't make it kriya gmur, so it is also even bidei atzmo when you're rashashi. That's the cloud in respect to bishop, even bikniat. How about Sri? Well, it's Sri. So Sri is shasir ve'ale. So below Sri is muta. Now, zeu das rashi. Now, well, it's Sri. So Sri is shasir ve'ale. Now, there are two yosoyes in Rashi. Rashi in the more daf kuf. That could test some days when the Rashi says there, Keita Kere, Omar Abude, Kere Shasa the Arab, we talk about Keita. Omar Abdezel Ishame, Krawi Vanoich, Alanoich, Michael Mashu Maslisni, Hokomashu, who have been on Shasa the Arab, we talk about Keita. So, Rashi, the first thing Rashi here is, Hocke maschen und schrie Baume kommen rein. Oi schasse, oi jahre. So that means, according to that Gers in Rashi, that in order to be allowed the Chathchila to be tzele, a chal, you have to make only a kriyek tzas. Just to cut it horizontally or to cut it vertically. Not both. But there is a Gers in Rashi, that kriye baume kommen rein. Schasse beya. Schasse beya. So, what is the Gemara put? The Gemara says, Okamashman, Bovino, and Shasa, the Arab, the Torah, the Kichel? The answer is, unlike Bishu, so they are Shasa, the Arab, is not enough. It has to have Shasa, the Arab, the Torah, the Kichel. Because if you just make Shasa, the Arab, you cut it horizontally, you cut it vertically, but you don't bang it against the wall, then some of the milk will still remain hidden in the day of the account. So what the Gemara says, so Kamashmeron, do we be on Shase Be'arev and Tochet Be'Kesel? But so no, we don't need Tochet Be'Kesel, but Shase Be'arev we do need. That's the other Gers in Rashi. But according to our Gers in Rashi, we only need Shase Oyah. Now, apparently, the two have a Gers in Rashi, Shase Be'arev. So he says, Uitzli Tzolchriye Shase Be'arev. But not Tochet Be'Kesel. Mashenik Yilig Abibishu, we require Tochet Be'Kesel as well. On top of Kriya Shach Ve'am. Zil V'Dasra. U'Dasra V'Tam. So far, that's the these are the glory according to Rashi. U'Dasra V'Tam. In Kori Shach Ve'am, in Tochet Be'Kesel, Muta Levash Lechatchila B'Gneirim Abosu. So in Kori Shach Ve'am, in Tochet Be'Kesel, Muta Levash Lechatchila B'Gneirim Abosu. Loi Kori Klal, U'Bishleim Abosu. Upishlei imaposo, so then that's the Gemara of Tzadik Zayin. So according to Rashi, when Gemara says that Tzadik Zayin, that Chal requires Shishim, but Chal is Naminyan, it has reference not only to a case where the Chal was Mizbashel without a boso, but it has reference even to the case where the Chal was Mizbashel, even to the case where the Chal was Mizbashel with the Atzim. But Mashenki, according to Rambam, when does the Gemara say that Chal requires Shishim only when it is Mizbashel together with other Bosom? But if the Chal was Mizbashel with Neatzmo, so the evidence is smooth there without anything. Because Bishlo has the same thing as Sli. He says, just as Rashi, even Rashi is made, that Sli, the evidence is smooth there without any Kriya. Why? Why is it smooth there without any Kriya? Why is it mutter without any tree? So Rashi will explain the reason as to why it's mutter without any tree is because kibbeli kachbelte. Kibbeli kachbelte. So that's when the chayach to say kibbeli kachbelte, kabi tzri, kabi bishl sa chayach. But Rav Netam argues in Rashi. He says kibbeli kachbelte is only chayach with kabi dam. We say kibbeli kachbelte. But with kabi other things we don't say kibbeli kachbelte. So then the question arises, why? That goes without saying that tree of Chal is mutter without a tree. That everybody, that is certainly spelled out by the Gemara. Certainly spelled out by the Gemara. That tree of Chal apoch esli, it's mutter without a tree. So and Rabbi Tam says, Kibbeli kachbilte, you cannot say ligabi cholom, you can only say it ligabi dam. So why is it mutter? So we have to say that since the whole Isa of Chol of Shchutot is only Yosem and Rabbanon, through the Rabbanon Asadet, so Memele, it is Osea, it is Mutadir. So Memele, the same thing should be true by Bishul also. What does Rashi say by Bishul? So then, since it's Nedire, so it's Niflat and then it's again absorbed. So by Tzli, as far as Cholov is concerned, it's also Niflat and then absorbed. Mashenke, where you have a Bashlet with other Boso, so then the other Boso gives a time in the Cholov that is B'Sich HaKal, so Mele comes also. Maybe it becomes Oser. So the Chal becomes Oser, and then also the Cholov from the Chal gives a time in the other Bosom. So it also becomes Oser. But when you are Mivashim, the Dero B'Fnei Atzmo, so you cannot say in the same way as where you are Mivashim Chal with other Bosom. So we say the other Bosom gives a time Bosom in the Cholov Shebisich HaKal. And the Cholov Shebisich HaKal gives it time in the other bosom. So it becomes also when Yami Vashel cow by itself. So also the bosom particles of the Psara cow gives it time in the whole of Shemisei Hakumeis, and the droplets of whole of Shemisei Hakumeis give it time in the bosom particles. So it should also become also. This is the oneness of Rashi. So Tam says no. Here the Chachomim didn't answer it. Because inasmuch as the whole Yisrael of Cholov Shechuto is in the Rabbanon, and so true, so it's in the Rabbanon even when Yami Vashlet together with other Boso. But when Yami Vashlet with other Boso, so then you make a complete change in the other Boso. Because until you are Mivashil, the other Boso together with the Kal, it had no Cholov in it. Now the Cholov of the Kal penetrates into the other bosor and gives a tam cholov the other bosor. And the bosor of the other bosor, the particles of bosor of the other bosor. Wait, because every cholov, every droplet of cholov, pisei hakal, contains a little bit of tam bosor. Because it is contained in bosor. So melee when you are mivashlet, you don't really add to the tam bosor in the whole of Shemisei Hakal. Because even before you are mivashlet, the droplets of the milk in the cow contain a little bit of the tam bosor. And when you are mivashlet, so the psara cow doesn't absorb a more substantial tam hollow than it had before. All the time, the psara cow has a little bit of the tam cholov, because the cholov is contained. Mashein came when you're mevashlet with other boso, so the cholov of the cow penetrates, is absorbed by the other boso, so then there is a tam cholov in the boso, and the and minute particles of the other boso are absorbed by the cholov of shemisei hakal, so immediately it becomes us. So he says, "Uldas hametam in kovi shase v'arim v'tochet v'keisul musa v'vashle chatzkila v'dirim aboso lo yikori klal u'kishlim aboso v'yiser atzam v'im yesh samach k'halosa u'poso muta avon kishlim v'lo yiboso u'yitzori v'yivet avon v'yitri eklal muta v'im kori ksas v'lo yikir chose oso v'vashle chatzkila im aboso v'im bishlim v'yivet muta avon muta l'chatzkila v'vashle v'lo yiboso u'yitzli siyal v'yitri eksas avon v'lo yitri eklal. Well, after the sleeves you also have to wear. That's the same thing, Rabbi Tamshi. Uch ha-Balfes, kore shate ve-are v'toche b'keisel, muta levashle v'deiro in boso. Loi kore klau, u bishle b'lo in boso muta. V'im ha-boso, eiser ha-tishim. V'im yeish, shishim, k'chal oser u boso muta. U mitzli muta ha-vloishim k'chile. So that's the one point that there is a difference between the Rif and the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, so tzli also requires Kriel Ktsas Lechatchile. And according to the Rif, with Tzli, you don't require even Lechatchile any Kriel. Not even Kriel Ktsas. Not even Kriel Ktsas. Now, I suppose that depends upon the Shaila whether we apply the Aloche of Kibele Kachbeute Ligabi Chol. You see, if we say that we apply the Aloche, of course, so it's Muchach from the Shite of the Rif that we do apply the aloha of Kibbele Kachbeyotei not only in Gabi Dam, but in Gabi Cholov too. Because if we wouldn't apply the aloha of Kibbele Kachbeyotei in Gabi Cholov, so why should it be Mutal Chathile to be Tzele without any Kriya whatsoever? If we say that Kibbele Kachbeyotei applies, we understand. But if Kibbele Kachbeyotei doesn't apply, so we couldn't say that even Chathile is Mutal to be Tzele the Kral without any Kriya. קוסם הרשבו, הודה אמרינו כלל אל מיין שישים דאפתו לבטל תם החולו, כי שפישלי בדירו לבטל, אבל אם פישלי בעירו של חולו, צורך שישי, והוא שאין חולו שבו ניקה, ונדע, שיצטר את מישור החולו לבטל הבוס, וחוס הפי, והירה לי, שאם נופל ברישינו יפוחס מתי של חמישים, הקהל עצמי חוס אבינסס נדיר, ונופל החקים בדירו, צורך שישי, והוא. So in other words, the sheet of the Rashbo is that when do we say that Kal Atzmi Namiyen, we require only 59 measures? That's in the first day. Or even in the second day, even the first day there was Shishi. So merely became bottom. But the Kal Atzmi is also And the Rashba says, in such a case, it's only Osam Shemara Zay. Because if there were Shishim, so the Mele, all the Cholov was Nisrat in the Dere. And then, at the end of the Pishul process, it was distributed evenly. So, Mikra Dine Chibi didn't be Osam, the Chalatzman. But, in Shemara Zay, the Chachon Mazar. So then, in such a case, if there was Shishim the first Dere, and then the cow fell into another Dere, so we require Shishim in another Dere, but the cow itself is Namina. Masha'in came if in the first Dere you didn't have Shishim. So then, the cow Atzme is really there. So then, when it falls in the second Dere, so we require Shishim exclusive of the cow. Only in the first Dere we do. The cow is Naminyeh. Because in the first day, when the cow fell, so then the cow was still had there at the very outset. Then it became Osir. Masha'ik in the second day, there was no Shishim in the first day, so at the time that the cow falls in the second day, it's Isar already, Tzichticha v'Yisurei, so we require Shishim exclusive of the cow. V'yir alishim nofal v'rishim v'pochas mitishu v'chamishim ha'kal atz mechot v'nas v'deyo v'nofal ha'kim v'tichu tzorch Shishim v'yu. Tzorch Shishim v'yu. Then he says, "Because of pain, the yesh machmirim va'atzriche v'chatchil ekhi ashaser v'arev v'tichah b'keser afil b'deira b'chliatzre u'vitzri kri ekodeo v'yiroru lochesh v'divreyer v'zeru k'daras rash v'chein kosav v'sefer amit." Now, I have to finish it now because I have to go to surgery.
We left in the middle of Simin Tzadik in the tour, but let's start from the beginning. I mean, just run over what we discussed Wednesday. Hakhal Ben Shishol Miko Sheit B'chol of Harvey Ben Shishol Miko Osom Le'avon Le'vashim. So, you saw, I mean, that the beginning of the tour discusses the dinim of Khal according to Rashi. Osom Le'avon Le'vashim, Hakim Le'videi Le'vadi Le'oim Osom. Because she's my boss, or the king is chasing the army to talk in the case. The Haiti called Holof Ship. The odds me bashle, the day of the battle. Louis Corey, we have to come in with the king of the case, who bishle have to deal the bad day. He made shishi in Kinegra Kalos, the trashi, we engage Sama Kinegra day, Muta, Bakal Atsme, Mashlon the shishi. We bishle the day on Boso, after the shishi Kinegra day, a Kalos of a Boso Muta. ואם בישלי פעם אחרת, בגלי רואו דיני כמו אם פעם או בשני. ולצלי, דס לי גם בישלי. ולצלי צורך כלי השעשר וערב. So I mentioned, according to the גירסה נאו רשי, so שעשר או ערב, but there was another גירסה, the Gro pointed out, that שעשר וערב. So the two had that גירסה. ולצלי צורך כלי השעשר וערב. צורך בלי כלי, דאבד, בלי כלי לגמרי. Without any kri whatsoever. So umuta. Zeu l'das rash. Then, udas rabatam. Im kori shase ve'arev mitochi v'keiser. So rabatam is the biggest player. Das rabatam, im kori shase ve'arev mitochi v'keiser. Muta l'vashle l'chatchile v'teiro im aboso. Loi kori klal, u'vishle im aboso. Eise ratzamech. So if there was kri shase ve'arev mitochi v'keiser, so then you can be vashle l'chatchile without a aboso. But suppose he was in Kerea, not in Kriya B'Miktas, we call him Kao Mishlan Boso Reiser HaTzamech. V'im Yeh Samech, Kao Osa V'Boso Muta. Avo Pishlui V'Loi Boso, O Yitzolei B'Dievet, so according to Rabbi Tam, Pishlui B'Dero B'Bnei Atzmo, Yitzolei Nes Ha'inach, the same thing. So he's Muta B'Dievet, Afo V'Loi Kriya Klao, Muta. V'im Kori Ktas V'Loi Kiru Chosei, Osa V'Vashlu L'Chatchilei, Im Ha'Boso. ואם בישלי נדבת מוטה, אבל מוטה לחתחיל לבשלי ולא יבוסו. אוי, נצלי זה על נקרי קצץ, אבל לא יקרי כלל, אפילו נצלי זה עושה לחתחיל. ורב אלפס, קורי שעשה וערב מתוך הדיקייסר. So רב אלפס is very much like המתם, but המתם is more מייקיל than רב אלפס. ורב אלפס קורי שעשה וערב מתוך הדיקייסר, so he's מוטר, Libashle b'deiroim boso. So according to Rabbi Opez, if he's kori shase v'arev and tichah b'keiser, so muta libashle b'deiroim boso. Loi kori klal, ubishle b'loim boso is muta. V'ma boso, eisei ratshishi. ואם יש 60 קהל עושה, הוא פוסע מותר. ומצלי מותר רבי רושם, זה דביב שיטה. Now, the Rambam agrees with the Rif Shite, except on one point. Where is according to the Rif, so מצלי is מותר without any שריה? So the Rambam Shite is that צלי also requires קריאה לחתכם. That's the only point of difference between the Rambam and the Rif. Kosha Barash. Hot am gilon khal elo ni an shishim dav kele batel tam a kholov ken she bishle dir le bat avol bishle de yero shel kholov tsorikh shishim so what, why do we say that khal is elo ni an shishim why so most the shein the Rambam explains it on the basis because it's mirabor but other the shein explain it on the basis because the bosor itself is heter. It's only the cholov contained in the gumei shebisichakal. So, and whenever you eat the bosor, you must necessarily also eat the cholov in the gumei in the bosor. But the bosor bichneatzma is heter is like any other bosor. So that's why it's misuren. That's only vis-a-vis the beetle of the tamach cholov. Ken shebishli b'dei olvadei. Avu bishli b'yei oshel cholov. Tzorech shishi. והוא שאין חולוב שבו היא ניקה ונדע שהצטרית הוא שרח חולוב לבת לבוס וחוס הרי והירה לי שאינוף על דורישנו בפוחס מתישה וחמישים הכחל עצמי חוזר ונאסס נבל ואינוף על החקים בגדירו צורך שישי מיהו so that's the Rashbos Chiddush the Rashbos Chiddush is that this aloch that how is Naminyan that is only Shayach in the Gdei or the Shein or in the Gdei or Shni or if there was Shishim in the Gdei or the Shein so then according to Rashbo so if there was Shishim in the Gdei or the Shein or so Nika Radin the Khal itself should be Muta because the Bosor HaKhal is nothing Mosa what is Oseh the Cholov Shebiseich HaKhal the Cholov Shebiseich HaGumi Shebikhal So mainly when you are mivashleh, so at the end of the bishul process, so all the milk was nischated, it was evenly distributed in the whole day. So mikre didine, even the kala itself should become mutar if there was shishim. But the chachomim asa the kala itself mishum marazai. Now that has nothing to do with the general issa of marazai. So it's a special issa here of marazai. So in case where the shishim, the Rashba says, so mikra de dine, so the kal itself should be mutar. But if only after the mishibarasayin, so the mele if that kal falls into another gdeiro, so it's again mitzdarei to the shishim because it's only mishibarasayin. Mashayin came if in the first gdeiro there was no shishim. So then the kal itself is osea. Machmas bosom cholov midrabonon. So then, when the cow falls into another deiro, so we need shishim exclusive of the cow. This is the Rashbashim. Because of it, v'yeish machmirim le'atzricheh lechatzricheh kriya shase v'arev v'tichem v'keisel afilu b'gdeiro b'fnei atzmo. V'yeish machmirim afilu b'gdeiro b'fnei atzmo. U'litzri kriya kodem. The Rashba says that there are some who say that lechatchila even for bishul deiro b'pnei atzmo will require kriya shase ve'arev v'ticha v'keisa. Now that's not Rashi shite because according to Rashi shite, so even the erev is also. That's another shite. The distinguishes between bishul deiro b'pnei atzmo and tzli. So in the as an lechatchila level. So in regard to tzli, so even in the anich lechatchila level, all that is required is a kriya kodem. But in regard to bishul b'gdeiro, so then we require not kriya kodem, but a kriya gmuro. That's another shita. We roll loch shalim rei. Vizeu kidas rashi. But it's not exempt. So you see, when the Torah says Vizeu Kidas Rashi, so he really does not limit himself to the last remark, because the last remark when he says because of it, so that that is the Rashba because of him, because on the whole he discussed Rashi Shite, and then he discussed Ramnatam Shite. And then he says, because of Avei Yesh Machmirim, the Rashba says, La'atzricha l'chatchila k'riya shase v'arem v'ticha v'kriseo, afilo b'dero b'na'atmo, u'litzli k'riya kodehu, v'rohu lochesh l'ibrayim, v'zehu k'idas Rashi. In other words, the Yesh Machmirim, that the Rashba mentions is in accordance with Rashi Shite, but it's not completely in accordance with Rashi Shite. Rashi is more machmir. According to Rashi, so even the Eved it would be also. Whereas the Yesh Machmir and the Rashba only lechatchile, but the Eved not. וכי כוסה בספר המצווס. וכבונו אגו של לבשל כלל עם הבוסו, אפילו בקרי השסה וערב, ויתיחה בקיסר. So, what is that כבונו אגו? So, some mention it הכל לסגן. It הכל לסגן. The gaining war misake. The gaining war misake not to be mivashel klal im aposo. But then, the Astrash in the Tshuva says that this was the takone of Rav when he happened to visit Talfesh, and they saw that they were mizalzel, and Masa Becholov, so he asked them Chal. What did it mean he asked them Chal? So Rashi in Parda says that he asked Ibn David. He asked Ibn David. So in other words, even if he made the Kriya Gemura, even if he made the Kriya Gemura, and then Gemura, that confused him with Aleph. The Rav Bikom Otso, we got a Bogeda, the Rav Bikom with the Talfish, Shomala Yitze, the Common Habito, Riven the Bisre, Kamach Lobe Boyle Vishule, Oma, Lloyd Miller was the Holo Bosea, Yaki because of the Kau. So most Rashidim say that was a Takone and if he show in that particular city. But it doesn't have any relevance in all mechanics, in all times. But Rashi Shita in the Tshuva says that was takone for all the kings and for all times. For all times. So the Mele Uchronuagu shall in the Bashel Klau im Abosor Apilu Bikriyas Shase V'Yarev V'Ticha V'Kesel. Now the Tur doesn't mention that Shita of Rashi in the Tshuva, that it's also in the Eved. From the Roshan of the Tur it's Mashma, and this is how the Chava formulated that only the Chatchile Uchronuagu shall in the Bashel Klau im Abosor. So in other words, so you can explain the Gemara when the Gemara says the Rav Omar with Mira because of Cholabosav Yakim because of the Kale. So we can explain the Gemara because of the Kale lechatchile not the Eved. He asked them lechatchile to cook chal together with Bosav. But the Eved, if it was already cooked together with Bosav, it's Muda. Rashi in the Tshuva doesn't explain it that way. So it seems that the tour explains it that way, causal ikhale, not the event, but the chatchil. Vahimu im ibashle bigdei on ibade, matzich kriye vitiche vishetiyo hagdeiro miyuchet lukach. Even if he's mibashle bigdei on ibade, so it still requires kriye vitiche vishetiyo hagdeiro miyuchet lukach. Why? So that's not the takone midine gemara. Gemara doesn't mention that. But why does he have to? That's the takone mulcheres la'achach zimis haTalmud. So the game mentioned it. Why does he have to have a gdeiro miyuchet likach? Because otherwise he will be mivashele together with other boso. And since the Ari Sheinim will say that according to the gemara daf kufyud, so Rav Aser Chal to be mivashel Chal together with Arda Boso, even al the Kriyat Muro, some mele the gaining more misake supplemented that takonio Rav by being misake in the even when he's mivashel deo bifnei atzmo, he should set aside the separate path in order that he shouldn't, if he doesn't set aside the separate path for Chal, so then by mistake he might cook it together with us. Vishdi Ayyu Yoruta. But for Kore Shase Varev, Utohe, Ubo Tlese im Aposo Vishput, Loyitin Akal Limailo Vaposo Limato, El Aposo Limailo Vakal Limato. Oba Vinosan Akal Limailo, Mudam Devet. Now that has to do with a certain Gemara. Daf Kuf Yud Alef, Omud Alef. So, The Gemara says, the 10th line from the end of the Gemara, Kufi Dalet from Dalet, Itma, Kveide Ilu Bos Pisre, if you boil a liver on top of Bosom, so short, short, so it's wood. Dome Mishre short, because Dam has the tendency to lie down, so it will not be liver. Hallelujah, Bisre Osa. But to boil a cow on top of Boso is Osa. Why? My time, Cholof Sruche Bisre. Because milk has a tendency to stick, not to lie down. So, Rabdinu Minadoye Maske Yivre. Hallelujah, Bosre Shok. How to boil cow on top of Boso is Muta. My time is Cholof Shkode de Rabbono. So we don't have to be Cheshis. Kveini li yibos reosea. Dam de Raise. Dam de Raise. I mean, from this Gemara it should appear, not like from the Dam, that we discussed in Chesim Lich. From Tam Shikin is the Dam Akomi, even if you squeeze out the blood from the liver into a glass, so it's still not Osam de Raise. And here the Gemara says, really, Israel also about rice. So, from Tam will have to explain it. Since the Iker Israel of Dam is the rice, so Mele, even we got the Dam HaKoved, we are also more machin. Alright, but here, Basav Cholov, also the Iker Israel of Basav Cholov is also the rice. But this kind of Basav Cholov is a special category, the category by itself. This is how Ram Tam will have to explain. Doresh Mereima, Hilchese, Bein Kveide, Bein Kholeh, Tuse Bose Shom. Whether it's liver or cow, so to boil it beneath boso, that's muta. We have chile muta. You bisre, but to boil it above the boso, so to boil liver above the boso, cow above the boso, so there it's muta. We have chile. That's how we pass. So the Gemara says in so many words that cow. Now we are not concerned now with coffee. Now cow. So to boil the cow beneath the boso is muta lechatchile. To boil the cow above the boso is also lechatchile. But the emet it's muta. Now, what does Mereima have reference to? Does Mereima have reference to a case of cow that was nikra, or to a case of cow that was not nikra? So on that point there is a machleket between Tesis on one end and the Rashba and the Ran on the other. Let's see what Tesis says. Kvedi lui basi. Osa, lechatchilo osa lekulal. No, the last thing is, tuse bosep shor, that's it. Tuse bosep bisra shor. In other words, that cow beneath boso can be boiled, lechatchilo. Above the boso, lechatchilo osa demedina. The last thing is, the bottom, tuse bisra shor, vim tema. Cow lech muter. Why is it muta lechatchile to broil cow beneath boso? While shamun is a boso native like cow, and the cow has in the gumes milk, so then the milk will absorb the drops of shumen a boso, so it will be boso b'cholop. Because cholop shchuto, but it will be osa. So why is it muta lechatchile? Cow lech muta to say bisre, while shamun is a boso native like cow. We be kore shase v'arim tov v'keisel. What do we say? That here, Ramimach is reference to the case where the cow was torn horizontally, vertically, I mean, the gates and everything. So all the milk was emptied out. So in Cain, you would be schanavelishtere. So why does Mereima say that lechatchile, you cannot boil the cow above the boso, but if you emptied out all the milk, why shouldn't it be muter lechatchile to boil the cow above the boso? Namelishtere, the muter lebashwa ima boso video. V'yesh leima, v'hoche borat vei, v'afal pishe korei. So this is the case that Mereima has reference to the case where the cow was nikra. If the cow was not nikra at all, so then it will be osa. Whether it is above the boso or beneath the boso, it will be osa. If it is above the boso, so then the milk will be absorbed by the boso. If it is beneath the, if it is beneath the boso, so the shamun is a boso will be absorbed by the milk. So in either way, in a case, it will be also a bit dead, according to the issue. Doch in Borat 2, da, wo ich in Borat 1, in die Fachholo, in Bot hier, wo ich an die Gemere, mache ich so auf diese Case, where he was Kerea, et Ligam. Da, so den du es, kif was Kerea, et Ligam, re, so it should be Mutter, lech Atchile, even to boil the cow, above the bottle, it has no milk. The answer is, the Aval P, she Korea dying, leite Fachholo, in a cow, la bottle. Vini kashube. Now, Monisha, so what's the effect of tearing horizontally, vertically, if milk remains inside the cow after tearing it horizontally and vertically. So what's my little chachom takanto? So the smart, you see in Kuf Lamed Zayin, this mitzvah Kuf Lamed Zayin, he says, that's the Shite, but he explained, he says that even after you cut it horizontally and vertically and you bend it against the wall, so you emptied out all the milk, but there is still a whitish fluid coming out. Even after emptying out all the milk, there is still a whitish fluid, which looks like milk. It looks like the watery part of milk, but al-Bedin it's not considered milk. But there is a nisa of Marasai. So again, it's only a nisa of Marasai. The aval pinshi gore yadai leidi vacholov. But this cholov is, it's called cholov because it looks white. It's whitish. But it's not cholov al pinshi. But mishmaresai it's also al lechadchim. The aval pinshi gore yadai leidi vacholov in a kala aboso. Vinika shuve. So that's what this means, maresai. Vinika shuve. Viyesh lumit bikan. Et a poshu. Deheche li kori shase vare vitoch bekeisel. Vimutea. The mutal in Vashle, in Bosom in there, still on town, but still be contra Shahel Golovese, the Behem, the Hoshohe, to the Bisra, or Pisha Shamun is a Bosar la Kal. So this Vashite is that when Reima says that Kal to the Bisra is mutal Hatrele, and Ilu Bisra. So he's also Hatrele Bodeve, it's Mutea, so he has reference to a Kal that was Likh. But if it was Nikra, so in the way, above the Bosal, below the Bosal, it's also in Nebet, the Rashbo and the Ran, and they say, if it was Nikra, then it is Muter, then it is Muter, the Chatchile, even the Khal above the Bosal, because there is no Cholo. And we're not worried about the fact that it looks whitish. But Merei Marish reference Dafke to the case where it wasn't Nikra. It wasn't Nikra. So then you ask if it wasn't Nikra, so why is it Mutea, the Eved? Why is it Muta the Eved? Why is it Muta the Eved when Khal above the Boso? Khal above the Boso, why is it Muta the Eved? And then why is it Muta Ribul Chatchile? Why is it Muta Lechatchile? The Khal below the Boso, after all the Shamunes. The Shabnunes is Neite, so the Rashbo says, the Rashbo gives one Teretz. And the Ram, he accepts the Teretz of the Rashbo and he gives another Teretz. The Rashbo gives the Teretz because the reason as to why it's Muta the Eved, even if the Khal is growing above the Bosor and the Khal was not Nikra in any way, because Kibeli Kachbeti. So we see that now, we saw that the Rabletam is Chilik and Rashi, because Rashi applies the whole Gemara to Tzli, Mashi